Welcome to Wheelchair Nerds, a podcast to connect and inform people who utilize, prescribe, and provide seating and wheel mobility equipment. I'm your host, Angie Kiger. Before we jump into today's topic, a brief reminder that the information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be medical, billing, or legal advice. Now, let's get to it. Hey guys, what's happening? Welcome back to Wheelchair Nerds. It's funny, I realized as we've been going through season one that I have been talking about when we're recording these podcasts based on what Starbucks treat. Hashtag, we are not sponsored by Starbucks, but if anybody works for the Bucks and they want to give us some Bucks, let me know. So now we've moved officially away from pumpkin spice stuff, and I can't lie, I did a little peppermint latte recently, so it is that time of year, although the peppermint latte I made at home. We are recording this before Thanksgiving in the U.S., so mid to early November, but this is probably going to be our last episode of season one, and our guest did not even know that she has the honor of being on our last podcast of season one. However, with it being the winter season, end of the year, that means it's gift-giving time. Folks are thinking about gifts, so I'm really excited to talk about holiday gift-giving. You guys will hear as we continue through this, I've got some personal ties to why this is a passion of mine and helping folks write their holiday list. It might sound funny coming from somebody that has no children of her own, but as a pediatric therapist, I definitely really enjoy helping folks with their holiday gift guides. And I think that a gift guide is something that, even though we're recording this in November, this is something I want folks to think about and talk about throughout the calendar year, really anytime. Anytime you're thinking about gifts for yourself, maybe send people back if you're someone who utilizes a piece of complex rehab technology and you're like, man, I just wish people knew of companies to go to, stuff that I might need. Come back to this podcast. Come back to the resource that we're about to talk about. This could work for birthdays, random date nights, anything. All sorts of fun gifts we're going to talk about here. So with that said, I'm going to let our guest, we only have one on today's episode, introduce herself. It's funny, I don't think we've ever met face-to-face in person. We met during COVID times, but we learned very quickly we are kindred spirits. One of our mutual friends introduced us, and we learned that we also have many other mutual friends. She is also a recreation therapist, so kindred spirits. You guys have two recreation therapists who are also wheelchair nerds on today's podcast. So, Jen, who are you? What do you do? And why are you a wheelchair nerd?
Oh my gosh, thank you. First of all, I'm thrilled that I am the season finale.
Yes.
Love this. This is very exciting. Bringing a gift guide as the season finale. This is pretty cool. And why am I a wheelchair nerd? Specifically, I'm a wheelchair nerd because my son is a wheelchair user. And I became a wheelchair nerd because of him and chose to learn as much as I could about really over the years. And from the very beginning, I really wanted to learn everything I could about the type of technology he needed to be and become the best that he could become and help him do what he needed to do to succeed in life and have the best time possible. And as a recreation therapist, have fun and participate and do whatever he wanted to do. So that's why I'm a wheelchair nerd, and I really enjoy tinkering with stuff too. So, you know, break a lot of things, but I have a lot of fun doing it. That's for
absolutely
sure.
So Jen Lyman and I got to know each other because a mutual friend of ours who's a researcher, I was teamed up to do a study with her, which hopefully I will get Lisa Kenyon on the podcast. Our study is currently being published, but we kind of were connecting on that. And it turned out that there are a few rec therapists in this world that really do a lot with wheelchairs. I mean, I'm very sad by that statistic that there's so few recreation therapists that do a lot with complex rehab technology, and then also that do a lot with assistive technology in general. I do have my ATP. I know that's not been something that you have pursued just for various reasons as far as your career path has changed a little bit, but you do still identify as a recreation therapist. But talk to me a little bit about, I guess, pre-Bauer and post-Bauer. Like what did Jen Lyman's career look like?
Yeah, so my career started out on inpatient rehab and working with people with a variety of disabilities or injuries and accidents and all kinds of whatever it is that takes you to that. On that journey that leads you to inpatient rehab and helping people transition back into the community. So perhaps you had an accident or injury and now you are a wheelchair user and working with the therapists, working with the PTs and the OTs and helping the families. And I find that I did a lot of education and helping families relearn what it is that brings them joy and what it is that is going to really transition that child back into the community and help them participate. So from there, I actually got into case management and working with individuals with disabilities in the community. And I actually started a program called Adventure Respite, where we took kids. Yeah, so we had it was a pretty neat program, taking kids with disabilities on camping trips, hiking trips, you know, variety of wilderness experiences. So I did that for a while. I've taught adaptive skiing out in Colorado. Nice. I've run camps. So I've definitely got a recreation therapy background. I've got a case management background. And then in 2005, my son was born. And when he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, I kind of dove into this early intervention and learning what I could about neuroplasticity and what I could do to help him. But at the same time, I wanted to ensure that he was going to be able to participate and learn to do things. So going to assistive technology, say, you know, early on using switches, early on using early powered mobility, you know, really helping to look at, okay, wait a minute, I know he's not going to be a walker. That wasn't one of his goals. Mm-hmm. Using a power chair was the first thing that was coming to my mind, was what do we need to do to help him learn to use that power chair? Switches was what we were looking at, not using a joystick necessarily. So that was really the road we went down with him, and still kind of the road that he's on. He's got vision issues. He's got some communication issues. But he gets his point across, and that's really what matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How old is Bauer now? Bauer's 18?
He's 18, yeah.
Okay.
He's 18.
Yeah. Okay. It's crazy.
So, yeah, and now through this journey, I've gone back to work up until COVID, I guess, I had gotten involved heavily in the cerebral palsy world, and for a while was working with CP Now organization, and then I actually took a job over at Children's Hospital back on inpatient rehab, and then COVID hit. So I'd been working there, and then COVID hit, and then I, right in 2020, was hired by Cerebral Palsy Foundation to take over their brand spanking new website, cpresource.org. And it's been pretty amazing. This is a huge, huge resource website, and it's an international foundation that provides, we do research, we do education, we do family support. And this website is the family-facing educational website. So we have expert videos, we've got podcasts, we've got town halls, we have research and clinical trials. So I do recruitment for clinical trials. So I've kind of got this wild job now.
which is pretty cool. I mean, we talk on Wheelchair Nerds about how Wheelchair Nerds is about connection. So real short little sidebar for you guys is, earlier this year, I found out a good friend of mine that I've known since the sixth grade, a guy by the name of John Lojek. He is an expat. He lives over in the UK now. And just through talking with his brother and through WhatsApp, you know, I'd found out that John and his wife had preemies. They're twins. And it was one of those things where it's like, I believe he could benefit from some of these studies that I was finding out about, not just because I'm personal friends with Jen, honestly. I saw it on their Instagram and I'm like, wait a minute, are these international? Did my friend John participate? And then lo and behold, I didn't know if he was actually going to, you know, do it. And it seems like Rafe has really done great in some of the studies. So therapist, individual with CP, everybody listening to this, share the CP resources, CP Foundation's resources, because they really do make a difference. And these studies are pretty sweet. And John has nothing but, and his wife have nothing but positive things to say. Like I said, they're over in the UK. I mean, John's from the US, but they're over in the UK and they're participating. So it's really cool.
Yeah, thank you. The case manager and me, and kind of going back to before Bauer, one of the things that I really did love was doing case management, and recruiting for these clinical trials is very meaningful to me. It's, you know, being able to connect families to trials that they qualify for, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, some families don't, but I happen to know everybody. So if a family doesn't qualify for a trial that we're recruiting for, I usually know a researcher that they live near or somebody who could be a good resource for them. That's always really helpful. But I live by the motto, you know, if a family reaches out to me, I am in touch with them within 24 hours. I try to make that personal connection. I try to make sure that we are there to support them and really get them the resources they need as quickly as I can. It's rewarding to me to be able to help the families out, for sure.
I didn't find out much about CP Foundation until you and I had connected because we were looking for a therapist to talk to for the study I was doing with Lisa Kenyon.
Yeah.
And really learning about your resources as a recreation therapist who spent first 12 years of my career working at, I can't even know that the name of it has changed so many times. It's HSC and in Washington, D.C., the different ownerships and whatnot is now owned by Children's National Medical Center. That happened long after I left there. And one of the things as a recreation therapist, even though I morphed into running our assistive technology team and managing our child life specialist and our rec therapist, you could bet that every year around the holidays was our favorite time of year because we would receive all sorts of donations. We got to go through and pick out for all of our inpatients exactly what the kiddos needed. Mm-hmm. And my teammates and I started to think to ourselves, because we'd have families who would come in and they wanted assistance with, hey, what do we tell our friends and family to buy our child? And it, all of a sudden, as soon as that happened, I remember I had this flashback and I talk about my mother, which I really don't think my mother knows how to access podcasts, thank God. I don't speak about Sandy in a negative way, but I think about like her lack of understanding, even though I have a first cousin that has cerebral palsy, really understanding the world of people with disabilities. And I remember being super, super young and every Christmas. Now, Susan has CP. She is still ambulatory, definitely has some difficulties with ambulation. She's in her 50s. And I can remember decades, Jen, when even though Susan is verbal, she has intellectual disabilities also, and, you know, functions on a probably, depends on the day, early elementary school level. But she also knows some pop culture stuff. But I can remember my mom would buy her the same things every year for Christmas. Well, yeah. Susan loves nail polish. Susan loves a coloring book. She, you know, got into word finds. We would get her, sometimes get her red sandals because Susan was very good at red sandals or watches. And I remember one year, I'm the youngest of my family, might have been the most rebellious. We'll just leave that for another podcast. You know, Wheelchair Nerds After Dark podcast. But anyway, so I had no questions asking why. So I remember I said to my mom one day, I was like, why do you always buy Susan the same daggone thing every holiday? She's like, well, I don't know. So have you ever thought about asking Aunt Bonnie what they could use for Susan? I said, what, you know, maybe they're working on things in therapy or at school that we all know if you label it something for people with disabilities, the price tag automatically goes up. Susan had two younger siblings, so it wasn't like my aunt and uncle had a plethora of cash laying around that they could spend. So that really kind of changed my whole thought process on gift giving for people, not even with disabilities, without disabilities. It's really asking people like, what is the need? And there's no shame in that. I feel like there's a lot of shame around people who are like, oh, I don't want you to give me your Christmas list. I'm going to get you what I think you need. I mean, that's kind of self-serving if we think about it. Like,
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, as a mom, did you guys have a similar experiences with people not knowing what to give Bauer? Because you did mention he does have some difficulty with communication and mobility. Mm-hmm. Were your siblings and everyone looking at you like, what do we give him? But we don't want to ask.
I feel like, yes, for sure. But everybody does ask. And mm-hmm. that's, so I'm grateful for that. And I usually have a couple big things that I'd like for him that he could really use or something that he definitely wants. I think that I am fortunate that people do know to ask me. I'm not just getting red shoes or nail polish every year for
us. Or the hospital. I know you worked at a pediatric hospital too. And the baby dolls, all the baby dolls.
I was laughing because we do at our hospital, our child life team and the rec therapy team. I was giggling because Renee and I would sit back and we had one group that came in and every year we couldn't get rid of them. And mm-hmm. they came with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of baby dolls and gifts and mm-hmm. that none of us wanted. We would put them in this big warehouse room, in the storage mm-hmm. room, and they just sat there. And then I'd have to find people to give them away to. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, we can't use them. A lot of them were stuffed animals that I couldn't give to the kids anyway because we weren't allowed to. So then we're like,
infection control. Exactly. So for those of you guys who don't know, you cannot give stuffed animals to inpatient facilities.
So then I'm having to find like friends and family. I'm like, okay, but you know, you can't take this out in public in case this group see you with the stuffed mm-hmm. animals that they, you know, that they brought, but hundreds of stuffed animals and they wouldn't listen to us every year. We'd be like, hey, you know, we really can't mm-hmm. accept these, but then they're bringing them by the busload. And
yep. Well, good to know the same thing happened in New Orleans that happens in Washington, D.C. area. So I'm guessing it's probably universal.
It probably happens everywhere. Right.
And the thing is that it's hard because we are, while we know this about the population that we serve and the institutions that we work in, I mean, other people don't. They have nothing but good hearts. And so at the hospital, you guys probably started this too. We started creating a wish list. Mm-hmm. Now I tell you what, no, I always talk about how I'm a proud Gen Xer. I tell you what, these younger rec therapists got it easy because they can make these Amazon lists now. I mean, that stuff is sweet. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly.
Use those sorts of resources, guys. But for the therapists that are out there, I would highly encourage you, offer it as a service potentially, you know, to say that, hey, do you guys want help with holiday, you know, holiday gift giving ideas? Our OTs and PTs and speech therapists, through our encouragement at the hospital, we would encourage them, like, ask your families, like help them yeah. come up with different ideas. Because, you know, if the speechies, those little, like, y'all can't see my fingers, but Jen can, those little like T-shaped rubbery things those things aren't cheap, and there's specific places you buy them from, or the Wubbanubs, you know, those sorts of things. So they're just some things to help folks think about it. So I was beyond excited when I found out at the first year following the CP Foundation on social media, finding out that you guys do a holiday gift guide. So talk to me a little bit about that. Like, why do y'all do it? What's included? How has it changed over the years?
Well, I can't tell you how excited I was about it as well. So when I came on board, it was the first year was 2019, 2020 is when I came on board and I was in charge of it. I like you just put a recreation therapist in charge of the gift guide. You guys don't know what you've gotten yourselves into. And I have had more fun with it. And it's just grown and grown and grown. And, you know, I think that exactly what you're saying is why it started. And it was started to help families find great gifts for people with cerebral palsy. And that was the original intent. It was to find great gifts and help families and help allies and help siblings and across the lifespan have some good gift ideas. And that's still the intent. It has definitely grown and it continues to grow. And now we've got partnerships with folks like y'all really getting, you know, I'm giggling because we're in the thick of it right now. And my spreadsheet is just enormous, but I got to see some of the mock-ups this morning and I'm really excited about it. But we have individuals with cerebral palsy across the lifespan who are recommending gifts. I've got researchers and therapists, speech therapists, occupational therapists, physical therapists. You've got recreation therapists, people who are assistive technology professionals, and then our influencers recommending gifts for it as well. It's really coming together. And we're definitely very excited about it.
So it's an online resource. So it is, fingers crossed, our goal is to launch it because, yes, we are a partner. Permobile is a partner with CP Foundation this year. We're really excited. I'm telling you, if our bosses would call us or they listen to this podcast, they're like, oh, so both of them are rec therapists. That's why Angie went knocking on the door to be like, hey, can we sponsor this?
Yeah.
Because it's fun. But when it does drop, just so I can sound trendy, right? When it does drop, it's supposed to, fingers crossed, it's going to drop the same day as this podcast, which would be November 22nd.
Right.
Where can people get it?
Yep. CPresource.org. I can guarantee you it will be on the homepage front and center. I will also have it under recommended resources on that page. It will also be on cerebralpalsyfoundation.org website. That's our foundation website. I highly recommend everybody go to cpresource.org and find it there. And then, of course, we'll have it on Cerebral Palsy Foundation Instagram, Cerebral Palsy Foundation Facebook, Cerebral Palsy Foundation Twitter. And then if you subscribe to my weekly newsletter, that also, and if you even go to the website, cpresource.org, the first thing that happens when you go to that website is a pop-up that says sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter, you will get it. You will get it directly in your inbox. And you will probably get it multiple times in your inbox because we will be pushing it up through Christmas for sure. You know, making sure that, and like I said, I agree with Angie. It is definitely something that we use year round. I do have some, I call it evergreen gifts in there for sure that I've had the past few years that I just think are, I haven't seen anything better come out, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the hydrotherapy, I call it hydrotherapy, but some of the stuff like the wet vest or the things for the water that we use, I think they're really great products. So I keep those in there this year. And I feel like our audience has grown tremendously also in the past 3 years. So I feel like we've got new eyes on stuff too. So I'm not too concerned about some of the evergreen content that I've got in there.
Absolutely. And people will be able to see it. And we, full disclosure, we shared it last year without even being a sponsor or partner with you guys in this endeavor, just because, and we shared on our social media pages. This year, we'll probably also email it out to folks. And I remember when I first brought it forward, my teammate who manages social media, she actually has a spinal cord injury, and we were chatting about it. And she's like, this is super cool. She's like, every population is going to be excited about this. Like, I know it's coming from the CP Foundation. She's like, but lots of folks in the SCI world are going to be super stoked about this. You know, she is excited for it for this year and excited to share it because she got a lot of positive feedback when she shared it last year. Oh, so it's not just for individuals with CP. So if you guys are thinking, oh, you know, I don't have a lot of folks on my caseload that have CP. I don't know if I would use it. I would challenge you because there's a lot of really great and universal items for people with disabilities. So
Sure. And but you know, some of the younger stuff, we've got things that are sensory friendly. And like you mentioned earlier, we've got the jewelry and the, you know, definitely the sensory items for the kiddos. The I think some of my favorite things are Bowers. My God, he loved the beads. And I've got them in there this year. I found them again. Yeah, the sensory beads that you can hold on to. Yeah, so we've got definitely across the board really great toys and games from babies all the way up through adults. And we've got a variety. And, you know, even with ProMobile, we've got a variety of different mobility devices, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've got things like beach wheelchairs in there that are fun to take out there. And then we've got travel stuff this year. So we've kind of I've taken it outside the box a little bit, too. One of the things that my family likes to do, and we like adventures. You heard my history, and I've definitely we are definitely an adventure family. So I thought one of the things that I was talking with the chair of our scientific advisory council last week, and she's got a place out in Utah, and we were talking about the National Ability Center. And we're like, you know, how fun would it be for people to buy gift certificates for family members to the National Ability Center? And so we're like, you know, why not? You know, you think about that. Experiences are great.
Yes.
You don't need to actually have something under the tree, but you can have, you know, just the, hey, we're going to Disney World. Hey, we're going to, you know, what was the one of the ones that I was thinking of yesterday? And I was like, oh, we need to just, they're just great ideas.
Going to Morgan's Wonderland.
I've got it in there. So that was like Morgan's Wonderland. We've got a cruise, you know, cruises are great accessible trips that you can take. Yep. I've got National Ability Center. It's got great summertime, great wintertime ideas for people to think about. You know, if in your area, there's lots of great things that you can get families to do. You don't just need things. You can have experiences. That's an addition that we've got in there this year as well. And we also have games this year. We've got the Gifts for Gamers, which we've always had the Xbox. And I guess this year we've got the PlayStation, but one of my coworkers who has CP is a gamer himself, and I was telling him how I'm not a gamer. And when I was working at the hospital, I used to have kids show me how to play the games.
Mario Kart was as far as I got with folks.
They would make fun of me to no end. You know, I can help adapt anything. You know, I was like, we can figure out the equipment. I can't play a game to save my life, and they could show me how. So Kyle was able to really, I was like, look, you are a gamer. You know what's great for people. And so he was able to pick out some fun games for different abilities and different skills or interests. So we've got good games for gamers this year, too.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to learning more about that PlayStation adaptive control. I've heard a lot of people talking about that. And then it's coming out. Is it already out or is it coming out in January?
No, it's pre-order right now. So I've got it in there because even if it's pre-order, you can still pre-order it and put a bow on it.
Absolutely. Well, that kind of reminds me of, we think about like holiday gift ideas and thinking outside the box. When I did work in a wheelchair clinic for a number of years at the hospital, there's always that fine line that you run with as a clinician who's recommending equipment and also with a provider, because we know everyone's favorite F word in the CRT world is funding. And there are things that we know for various reasons. It's as a wheelchair manufacturer, you run into a little bit of this, like, I can't even say chicken and egg, but it's like, what do you do dilemma? Because our engineers, I call them sometimes Imagineers, like the Disney Imagineers, they can come up with some of the coolest and awesomest things. But if you design for a code, you're not going to be able to do, meaning a code that Medicare or insurance and Medicaids will pay for, it kind of dampens the creativity that can happen. So you just kind of run into this like, oh, what do we do sort of thing. And Right. I've been excited about being with Permobil because we pushed the limit on that some, because I always would tell families, I was like, or tell my colleagues, I understand that they are on, you know, Medicaids. I also know that some of the devices, the toys, some of the clothing, some of the vehicles these people are showing up to, there is money that somehow exists. I don't know where it comes from. It could be a wealthy aunt. It could, you know, yeah. It could be an inheritance. It could be the lottery for all I know. It's not my place to judge or to say, but that's why I always tell people that, like, making your friends and family aware of exactly what you were saying, Jen, is that, you know, we really want to buy this really great piece of equipment. Your husband and you don't have it, you know, the cash hanging out in your checking account, but maybe some of your family members can pull together to be like, yeah, let's get Bauer this really cool adaptive bike, this really cool, whatever, I'm just kind of making up some hypotheticals, yeah, that are have a high price tag that insurance isn't going to pay for, that you guys can't afford to pay for out of pocket. That's a really cool option, because we do that for people without disabilities.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
My siblings and I call them, we do team gifts for our parents.
It's a great idea. Right. Yep. Right. Team gifts is an excellent idea. And yeah, I mean, some of this stuff is expensive, and adaptive bikes are a great example. And some places, some states might have a little bit of funding for it. Others, like Louisiana, aren't going to have funding for it. Really depends. We tried to get, I know for my son in particular, he has a Medicaid waiver. And I thought, oh, you know, I know how to deal with this system. I can, you know, he's got funding in his Medicaid waiver for an adaptive bike. I was floored when they denied it and said he doesn't need, you know, we will not pay for an adaptive bike. And I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. That is, here at least, is not something that you would get if you have a waiver.
Other things that I think about is, some therapists might be listening to this and might be getting, oh gosh, like, what happens if something inappropriate is bought for a child? Like, what if the parents don't have or the loved one who's buying the gift for them don't have a firm, and I don't know how to say this without, I don't, this is not meant and like inappropriately, but don't have a firm grasp on what the child or the adult is actually able to do. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes, you know, a lot of times gifts are given as either a hopeful level of, oh, they can do this, or on the flip side, you give them a baby toy, which would frustrate me. Like, I can't imagine your reaction if someone was to bring, like, or even Bauer's reaction, if you were to bring like a childish toy to him, he would look at you like you're lost your mind. Yeah. You know, that's both spectrums are a little bit degrading for the individual and also for their family. So that is why I, you know, encourage therapists, like, step in and offer to help with that. And like, help, like, I mean, you remember, once again, here we go, Gen Xers. I mean, the best catalog, did y'all get the best catalog? I know you're from Florida, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Originally. The best catalog was kind of like the Toys R Us catalog, but Best, not Best Buy, but there's department store called Best. And I remember vividly when it would come, we would sit there and circle. So Santa, you know, knew what to give. But I mean, those are the things, like, help the therapist, help your families do that. Like, you know, and hello, speech therapist, that can be a great treatment session. OTs, that can be a great holiday treatment session. Let's talk about, what do you want? Lots of good options. The other thing that I think people don't think about, and I encourage them to work with their CRT providers on and their therapist, is some of the stuff that is considered an upgrade. Now, let's not get started on how frustrated we are with our funding sources, but there are some accessories, and I always pause when I say accessories in the world of complex rehab technology, because there are some things that are truly accessories. There's other things that are not accessories, but they're also going to be lumped in the same terminology. But when I am saying accessories, I'm thinking something like a cup holder. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a cup holder as a caregiver, and also as someone who has a teenage son who probably wants to be able to have a beverage or two as he's driving around, cup holders are phenomenal, but insurance isn't going to pay for it.
Right.
Also, every manufacturer, it seems like, of every type of CRT has the option to upgrades for customizations, like your colors. Mm-hmm. You want to do special lights. You want to do, gosh, special spokes on your wheels, extra lightweight wheels.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of really cool things that I think that people don't realize. Now, disclaimer on this is that this is where the team gift idea would come from. So you could, you know, ask people to give you money towards that, but you would need to work with your provider, whether your parent or whether it's the individual, you need to work with your provider to figure out how that's going to happen. But anyway, there's some other really good options.
And we are doing exactly that as well. So I've got a page that are these accessories and to talk to your provider about, and to do this. So one of my friends, is he and Bauer have the same chair. So this is a little permobile plug. We've got the F5 standing chair and we love it more than anything. I do think it is one of the greatest products ever.
Thank you.
Yeah, He loves it. I love it. He stands all the time, and that's why I love it so much. And I don't have to transfer him into a stander. I can go on and on and on why I love it. But we've got another friend who also has it, and we giggle because he's a pacer and he is constantly moving. And he's like, I need a new set of tires every single year. And it's not like, you know, it's not like insurance is just going to pay for a new set of tires every single year. So that's one of the things that he said that he could use every Christmas, you know, is just get that extra set of tires. So that was one of the ideas that we have for this year's gift guide, are these accessories that aren't necessarily things that you would think about, like a Rojo, you know, an extra seat cushion. These things that are needed items that might not be able to afford, and you know, that families definitely could use.
Absolutely. So, and there's some things that you, or that not you, but individuals may have to go to their provider for, but then they're also, so as manufacturers, you know, right now in the US, and who knows, I am not predicting it's going to change anytime in the near future. I'm just saying, like, that the status right now, as we're recording this in 2023, is that manufacturers are not direct to consumer sales. And so there are different providers, whether there it is your provider that you work with for speccing out your wheelchair, but then there's also distributors for some of the stuff that is not as complex for ordering. And what I mean by that is if someone has already measured you and set you up for a wheelchair cushion, you'll know exactly the size that you need to get and what you want to buy. There are online distributors. And I know we were talking about that a little bit before we started recording. So when you guys are interested in sharing some of those, and we don't endorse any of them in particular, but there are certain things, although once again, if it is super complex or even just beyond complex, as a therapist, I go back and forth on this because I know that we want to keep the qualified provider, the assistive technology professional who's serving in that role, involved in the situation, and the therapist. We're not trying to cut that out. We're not minimizing that because these are needed. But there are certain things like a new cover. Yeah. I mean, incontinence issues happen. So I would much rather have an extra cushion cover that can be thrown onto the Rojo while the other one's in the laundry than getting air dried or whatever. You know, that makes the most sense. And that way the child can go to school or the individual can go to work. You know, we talk a lot about power wheelchairs, but manual wheelchairs too. I mean, extra set of tires for your family's extremely adventurous. So you think about, like, I've got friends who use mountain bike tires. I've got friends who use, you know, they got certain tires that are pneumatic. They've got ones that are flat free. The ones, the ultra lightweight ones, the really cool ones are like Spinergy and various other wheelchair wheel manufacturers that are escaping my brain right now. Those are expensive, you know. Yeah. I'm excited that we're talking about this more and more. But then flip side of this, if you're like, man, I just want to get them like really cool shoes and stuff. Like various manufacturers have adaptive shoes and clothing, right? Yeah.
Got that too. And we've got makeup for people that have upper extremity issues. And if you've got dexterity issues, we've got all of that in here. We've got clothing, we've got shoes, we've got lingerie or intimates. It's all covered in here. In fact, as we were speaking, I just got a text from one of my coworkers that said, I feel like we've got way too many things in this gift guide.
All the things. Well, I mean, you have to think of a lifespan. People with cerebral palsy, they're living, thriving well, you know, past what some people who have no physical disabilities or chronic diagnosis are living. And like I said, age appropriateness is absolutely vital. Yeah. Another resource that I think about is Etsy has some really cool things because parents and therapists are the creators of some of them, you know, necessity. Some of them will go out there and sell it. I've seen some of those like adaptive onesies for kiddos that have like G-tubes. Yes, and so there's a lot of cool things out there. And I guess this whole point of this podcast is to give our listeners resources and inspire them to help. If you're in the clinical role, caregiver role, even provider role, help folks know and learn what they want to buy for others, you know, put on their Christmas list and lead them in that right direction. Because like I said, everybody does holiday lists. I mean, everybody has them. And, you know, for those of you guys that celebrate Christmas, you got to tell Santa Claus exactly what needs to be manufactured or made. What did we miss? Are there any really cool new companies, or I'm trying to think of, you know, off the top of my head, like that are out there this year? I know that there are a few different shoe companies that are out there that I'm seeing. If you just Google adaptive shoes.
Yeah, I think one of the ones that was funny for one of the clinical trials that I'm recruiting for, a family reached out to me that ultimately represents one of the shoe companies that I ended up in here with that had discounts called Friendly Shoes.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of them before, and I'm not sure if it's a different version of hatchbacks. They were so cute. I was really impressed with those. I thought they were adorable. Chelsea Bear, one of our ambassadors who has CP, she's recommending some Reeboks that she really likes. Yeah, that are adaptive. We have the Cat Trike adaptive bike in there that I like that one. You know, y'all's Mini Explorer.
Explorer Mini. Yeah. That one's super cool. Now, we mentioned that Jen, you know, has a son that has CP Bauer, and I'm guessing, I didn't know you back in 2005. Were you one of the early on, like, I know my child's not gonna be able to walk, so let's get him in power as soon as possible?
He didn't get into power until he was four. He was right at four. I've got the video of the day he learned. And, you know, it is just one of the cute, the smile on his face when he figured out that he could use his head to drive a chair is unbelievable. Just watching that moment. I do think a lot about what it would have been like to see him explore his world at an even younger age, and what that, you know, watching that happen. I look at, like, you know, the Charlene Butler's research, and, you know, then, you know, obviously Lisa and Heather Feldner and Cole, you know, what they've been doing to build this body of work and how meaningful that is. And I think it is truly has the capability of changing lives. To me, introducing it to parents is really important, because it's parents that are going to need to advocate for it. Having it in our gift guide is something we've not had before. I think that is a special thing.
Also, we talked about putting Smart Drive in there, Power Assist.
Yes, that's in there.
Power Assist is another thing that it can be challenging from the reimbursement side of things. There is RESNA, the Rehabilitation Engineering and Assistive Technology Society of North America. Their position papers on Power Assist show that it can be utilized as a preventative measure, decrease the chance of, you know, injuries to shoulders. But then there's, of course, you know, insurance, you have to prove that you have an injury before they'll buy it for you. So it's like, here, go ahead and injure yourself and then come back to us, then we'll get it for you. But if you've got somebody, I've got friends who cannot propel their manual wheelchair without Power Assist. Yeah. So it's like they can't even prove that they're going to injure themselves because they can't do it without Power Assist.
You know, I hadn't seen it in person until last week, and I saw two people with it. We had our gala last week, and I saw two of our ambassadors, and both of them had the Smart Drive.
Another way that it has been used is on tilt and space wheelchairs. That is definitely an out of pocket for families, to help families. So say that you've got someone who's dependent for mobility and you've got a petite caregiver that's having difficulty getting them up a hill or somewhere, you can use a Smart Drive. They know there have been applications for that, just kind of help move them along. Now, that is not going to be paid for by insurance, because insurance only doesn't care about the caregivers. You guys can injure yourselves, Jen. Don't care about you. It's more about what the individual using the equipment can do independently. So anyway, well, I don't want to kind of blab on and on. I mean, you and I can talk adaptive stuff forever. I think this will be y'all's teaser to go check out the gift guide from the CP Foundation, CP Resource. Dive into it. This is an annual thing. If you have suggestions for next year, it is never too early to send Jen really cool ideas and let us know. Love to also highlight some of those small businesses. I know you love to do that too. And then bring people's stuff to the forefront so people can buy it.
Yeah, it is a collaborative effort. It's definitely about lifting people up, bringing what people need to them, trying to ensure that everybody can have access to stuff that's going to help them participate and function to the best of their abilities.
Amen to that.
I'm very excited about it, and we're grateful for your support for this. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on our season finale.
I know.
Season one of Wheelchair Nerds. We're already planning season two. We will talk to you guys soon. You'll probably have some teaser episodes. We have new music coming that is actually being written by one of our listeners, which we're super, super excited about that. Our intro music is actively being worked on. We've got great ideas, bringing some guests back from this year and really building on next year, some other cool ones. So I know Jen will be reaching out to you for some ideas of folks, but then also, hey, we might have you back on. You never know. So as we wrap up 2023, start thinking about, I mean, if you're like me, I have a hard rule where I don't buy any gifts for my family. I celebrate Christmas, any Christmas gifts until after Thanksgiving. So if this drops on the 22nd, perfect timing.
Right.
Perfect That's timing.
Cool. Well, Angie, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much for having the show.
Thanks so much. All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Wheelchair Nerds, presented by ProMobile. Today's episode was brought to you by...
Looking for an innovative mobility solution for toddlers? We all know that young children need to explore and engage with their world to maximize their early learning. That's where the Explorer Mini comes in. This first-of-its-kind powered mobility device helps provide on-time mobility experiences for toddlers aged 12 to 36 months. We think it's pretty amazing, and so do the clinicians and families who have seen it in action. Check out ProMobile's website to learn more about this award-winning product.
Thanks for checking out this episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single one. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is @WheelchairNerds. And tell your friends about our podcast, too. Oh, and we really appreciate it if you give us a 5-star rating and leave a comment sharing what your favorite thing about Wheelchair Nerds is. Last but not least, if you have a topic you'd like us to discuss or know a great guest, hey, it could even be you. You could be that next great guest. Send us an email. Tell us why. You can reach us at wheelchairnerds@permobile.com or DM us on one of our social platforms. We love hearing from you.